Sheffield Farms. Hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, it's the game Guess Who. And your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you that delicious new Sheffield cream cottage cheese and other fine dairy products. And now let's all give a warm welcome to our genial Sheffield Quizmaster. It's that big hippo with the bigger potamus, Happy Felton.
Big hippo with the bigger potamus. What a... Joe, don't pick on me today. I've had a terrible time. I started off early this morning. My wife had the usual stuff for breakfast. Eggs, toast, coffee, and arguments. Now, she hounded me all morning for more money. She wanted to waste it on some brown liquid leg makeup. Oh, I saved the dough. I painted her legs with peanut butter. made me so mad. I just hauled off. I popped my gum at her. I'll tell you, it all started last night. We went to a dance, and my wife wore that new gown, you know, the long ones. Has a trail 10 feet long. While we were dancing, I kept stepping on it. I'm now known as Jack the Ripper. Oh, well, enough of this. It's too warm tonight. Let's play Guess Who. Seven smart cookies are heaving and weaving, eager to huff and puff for the stuff, and the stuff is 10 silver Sheffield dollars for the winner who guesses the correct name of the person whose voice we will play on the various recordings. The loser will get $2. Either guess is signified by... Listen to that swag. Swag of my heart, Yeah, it's an old milk pail. They're getting bulgy with bullion. It contains $65 so far, with more to come. And later, all contestants are going to get a chance to put the squeeze on the old milk payola. What's more, we have the Sheffield alarm clock all set to ring when some contestant at the mic least expects it. Then, what does said contestant get, Joe?
A beautiful Waltham wristwatch, Happy. The first American watch. The watch that keeps time beautifully.
A watch. Well, speaking of a watch, what you say let's call up the first quizzeroo?
Sure we will. Meet Mrs. Jane Walter of Bamberg, South Carolina.
How are you, Mrs. Walter? Welcome to Guess Who. You're from South Carolina?
That's right.
Hamburg?
Bamberg.
Oh, Hamburg.
Bamberg.
What do you hear from the onions?
Nothing.
I had to get that in. Bamberg. You know, the last time, Mrs. Walters, we had a southerner up here. I said, is that you all? She said, yes. Is that all you?
Yes.
Mrs. Walter, what are you doing in New York?
Oh, I'm just having a good time.
You having a good time?
Yes.
Your husband with you?
Yes.
Do you own your own house in Bamberg, South Carolina?
Not at the present.
You're going to build?
Yes.
What business is your husband in?
Automobile business.
What automobiles?
Dodge and Plymouth.
I see. Well, now, what type of a house do you live in?
Oh, I live in a bungalow.
Bungalow? How long have you rented it?
About 6 years.
How long have you been married?
Oh, that's a long time. 18.
What? 18 years? Tell me this. Does your husband ever say nice things about your appearance? You're a very attractive lady.
Thank you.
Does he?
I think so.
Does he appreciate you?
I hope he does.
He does? I want to ask you a very personal question now. Mrs. Walters, did you ever dye your hair at all?
No, I haven't.
You never touched it?
No.
Do you think most women do?
Well, I've noticed a right good bit in New York.
You have? Well, I'm trying to get a plug for my brother. He's in the hair business. He's a Chihuahua dog barber.
Oh, well, he's going to starve to death then.
He is? Oh, no. If you ever know a dog needs a haircut, take it to the Chihuahua Shababa shop. It's a wonderful... I thought that was cute. Now I'm going to ask some more personal questions. Are you going to say right away that you like New York? Well, look around here. Early tonight, wasn't it? Very early tonight. You know what happened to you?
I can't stand it.
You can't. No. You don't have to stand it, dear. All you have to do is wear it. You won your beautiful watch.
Oh, I need
one. A Waltham wristwatch, the first American watch. The watch that keeps on beautiful. Are you excited about it? That's Joe Ripley, an old southerner from Norfolk, Virginia. Sir. What is it, Roanoke? Roanoke.
Well,
Roanoke
right,
and Bamberg.
Down.
What's the population of Bamberg?
3,500.
3,500.
Yeah.
What's the population of Roanoke, Joe? About 100,000. You're lying by 80,000, I'll bet. All right, Mrs. Walter, we want you to wear the watch in good health, and now it's time to play our game. We want you to listen to the voice of one of the suavest movie stars ever to be on the screen. You tell us who he is, and Joe will give you 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Listen closely. Guess who?
Yes, of course, but she... Well, now, she just wouldn't marry any man who came along. No. Girl as lovely as Olivia should be entitled to something better, don't you think, Charles?
Why, of course.
She might prefer a man who's traveled abroad, who's seen the world, who, well, perhaps one who writes. Now, that's a nice idea.
Now, you look a little puzzled, Mrs. Walter. He and a very famous movie actress have been teamed together so much, a lot of people think they're really married. His first movie was made in 1920, and it was Sherlock Holmes. The funny part of it is, he still plays a detective in most of his movies. His most recent part is that of Clarence Day in a pretty swell picture called Life with Father.
Oh, William Powell?
William Powell, is that what gave it away to you? She guessed it. All right, give her a nice hand and 10 silver dollars. South Carolina starts off grand. Thank you. Stand by for the jackpot, Mrs. Walter. Here's a young man, the United States Navy, stepping up here.
Hi, Norman.
Norman, it's pretty hot for me tonight. Now, you tell us in about, I'd say 5,000 words all about yourself, will you? Where are you from, how old you are, and how long you've been in the Navy. Go ahead.
When I came on the program, I gave my name. My home is Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, but I really come from 44th. That's a small town outside of Wilkes-Barre.
What's the name of that?
44th. F-O-R-T-Y-F-O-R-T.
44th,
that's
Pennsylvania?
Right. That's right.
I'm from Pennsylvania, and I never heard of that.
It's a small town.
Is it as big as Bamberg, South Carolina?
I'm afraid it's a little small. It's only got a population of about 7,000.
7,000?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. Now, tell us, how long have you been in the Navy?
17 months.
How do you like it?
I'm expecting to say it's pretty good.
No, you just say what you feel like up here. You have any more gripes or anything, you just spill them right out. It's all right.
Well, I'll like it while I'm in, but when I get out, I'll be happy.
I see. All right. Are you single, Norman?
Yes, I am.
Do you think women are unreasonable, Norman?
Some are and some aren't.
This fellow should be in the diplomatic service. He's all right. Well, now, do you have a special gal?
Well, I know I don't.
Well, do women gripe you when they show up late for a date? Or, I'm trying to get at something here now. For instance, if this girl, this mythical girl you're going to marry, if she found a strange blonde hair on your coat, would you expect her to be reasonable about it?
Yes, I guess I would.
What would your explanation be?
Probably a yellow-haired dog.
You'll do all right, Norman. You'll be all right. That's okay. My brother came home to his wife unexpectedly, found a strange man's hat in the hallway. My brother did what any red-blooded, fearless he-man would have done. He tried on the hat. Norman, has the hot weather bothered you much?
Yeah, it's pretty hot now with these blues on.
Yeah, blues, navy blues, they're pretty hot, huh?
Yes, yeah.
You think your uniform's cooler than an ordinary suit, for instance, like I have on?
No, I don't think so.
I tried to pick out a cool suit today. Matter of fact, this is a suit I got married in. You can still see the bullet hole in it. Norman? Oh, thank you. I like it. Thank you very much. Norman, tell me about yourself, what you'd like to be when you get out of the Navy.
Well, I don't know exactly. I've made up my mind. I've been thinking about the field of optometry.
Optometry?
Yes.
Glasses, huh?
Yes.
Have you learned anything about it in the Navy?
No, I haven't.
You want to go to school when you get out, huh?
Yes, I do.
All right, Norman. Give you a chance to start on a little schooling money. I know that's what you'll use it for if you win. The guess who we have for you is that of a fellow who sings. He's been in the movies. He's been in vaudeville. And right now he's on the air. Gene Clark, our new papa, has the record ready. Joe has the money ready. And if you're ready, here we go. Play it.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the storm...
Ah, Norman, he first sang that song in a picture called The Hollywood Review in 1939. Later on, he was the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Walt Disney's Pinocchio. Been known for years as Ukulele Ike. Made those records when I was in high school.
Is that Cliff Edwards?
Cliff Edwards, you're right. Good boy. Give it the 10 silver dollars. And Norman Cromack from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 44th, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Stand by for the jackpot. Thanks a lot, baby. Here comes Joe Ripley. Joe's got some words of wisdom. Now, you tell us, Josephus.
Well, you know the old saying that goes like this. You can't judge a book by its cover. Well, I was thinking of how well that applies to the milk you buy. You can't judge milk by the way it looks, because it all looks alike in the bottle. But there's a big difference you can't see in Sheffield milk. This difference is a plus value that's important to your health and well-being. It's quality and purity. You see, milk is a mighty perishable food. It needs constant care and attention, and I know you'd be impressed, as I was, if you could see the tremendous amount of time and work spent at Sheffield to give every bottle of milk the greatest possible protection. For example, do you know that in one plant alone, a crew of 20 men spend from 10 to 12 hours every day cleaning, scrubbing, and sterilizing every piece of equipment that comes in contact with milk? Believe me, that equipment is shining and spotless when they've finished. And that's just a small part of the work. Sheffield vigilantly safeguards your health with 34,000 laboratory tests and checks every day, many of them exclusive with Sheffield Farms Company. All this to give you extra protection to assure you of getting the finest, purest milk you can buy. So for 34,000 reasons that add up to extra value, always ask for Sheffield.
Thank you, Joe. I thought that was very interesting myself. And the young lady who was standing beside you seemed to think it was very interesting. She was hanging on every word. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Rosalie Lucas.
Rosalie Lucas, where do you live?
Brooklyn, New York.
That's always good for a big hand here. Are you interested in the baseball team?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who won today, though.
You don't know who won today? Can anybody tell her
Brooklyn,
who won?
Brooklyn, 8-7.
8-7. What does that put up? You know how many games they have? 5.5. All right. Oh, they've been having some sensational ball games. Now let's talk about you. Rosalie, you go to school?
Yes.
Where do you go?
Girls Commercial.
¿Cómo se va, señorita? Do you speak Spanish?
No.
I know two Spanish words. I was kind of showing off. Mañanas, tomorrow. Pajamas, tonight. What would you like to be when you finish school, Rosalie?
A dietitian.
A dietitian?
Yes.
Diet, huh?
I'm sorry.
I don't know as I'm interested in that sort of thing. All right, Rosalie. How do you study to be a dietitian?
Well, I have to go 2 years after I graduate from high school. I have science and chemistry.
I see. And then you want to work for a restaurant company? Is that
no, I'd like to work for airlines.
For airlines?
Or a steamship company.
Oh, I see. That'd be very nice. You want to travel?
Well, yes and no.
Would you consider yourself a vain person, Rosalie?
I don't know.
Well, you should know. I don't think you are, though. Which sex do you think is more vain, men or women?
Men.
Why? I'll tell you why, Rosalie. Men are so positive of their attractiveness, they don't even change their clothing style. Hairstyles or any other fashion. Women are so unsure of their beauty that they must make changes continually. Now, does that make sense? Now, Rosalie, how many are in your family?
Five.
Five? Tell us about them.
My mother, my father, my sister, my brother, and I.
And are you the youngest or in the middle or what?
I'm the middle.
You're in the middle. Your oldest one is a sister or
my
brother?
My sister.
And what does she do?
She works in Western Electric.
Western Electric. Do you want to get married someday?
Oh, I hope so.
Have you picked out the fella yet?
I got him in mind.
You have him in mind? I won't embarrass you. You don't want to tell us who you have in mind?
No.
Oh, please.
My mother's out there.
Your mother's out here? I'll be very nice. Well, I'll say that Mrs. Lucas, is that her name, Mrs. Lucas?
Yes.
You have a very nice daughter, Mrs. Lucas, and we won't embarrass you. All right. Here we go now. Let's play Guess Who. You're going to listen to the music of a famous pianist. He's a famous pianist, a famous composer, and he's a famous orchestra leader. 10 silver Sheffield dollars if you guess who, Rosalie. Here we go. Kind of laughing me dancing. I was really jumping on that one. That's a hint. This fellow was discovered by Benny Goodman in Kansas City. And he composed that number. That number is called the 1 o'clock jump. The 1 o'clock jump, recorded by all the big bands. Now, this is not Duke Ellington. It's not Prince Albert. It's not King Oliver. It's not Queen Elizabeth.
Count Basie.
Count Basie! How did you get it? How did you get it? Because I mentioned all that royalty and I only missed the count, huh?
Yeah.
10 silver dollars. You share it with your mother as long as she's there with you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye, Rosalie. Thank you very much. Here's a gentleman coming up here who told me when I picked him out that he's lived in and around New York for a long time. Is that right, sir?
Practically all my life.
And your name, please?
Tom Harrity.
Tom Harrity. And where do you live now, sir?
Astoria.
Astoria, Long Island.
That's right.
What is your job?
Maintenance mechanic.
Maintenance?
Maintenance, yes.
What do you do?
Well, for the department of hospital, building maintenance.
In hospitals?
In the hospital department.
I see.
City
of
New York.
That's very nice. Now, Mr. Harity, is that right?
That's right.
Mr. Sheffield has a highly polished silver dollar for you if you can answer this one. And being around hospitals, maybe you'll know.
I hope so.
How many bones are in the human body? I'll give it, if you're within 20, I'll give you the dollar.
How many bones?
Make a guess.
About 5,000.
5,000? No. Can't give you the dollar on that. 206. Imagine that. 206 bones in my body. Take away all this fat, I sure would rattle, wouldn't I? Now, how many years have you lived around New York?
All my life.
How long is that, sir?
52.
52 years. Can you remember when the Waldorf was where the Empire State Building is now?
I certainly do.
Back in those days, the old Murray Hill Hotel was the swankiest place in town. You know where that is?
41st and Park.
41st and Park. Lincoln, Grant. Did you ever go up in the old Murray Hill Hotel?
I was in all of them because I roamed around all over New York.
Did you ever live in one of the old hotels?
Not quite. I just passed through them. Somebody had to make.
My brother always goes to those old hotels every time he comes to town. Goes to the old Astor House, then he goes to the Essex House, and he goes to the Station House. It's very... All right, now, Tom, have you ever traveled much?
Yes, I've been in Chicago for about 5 years, in Rochester.
Did you see the movies of President Truman back all the way from South America?
No, I didn't.
They say when he got back, all his clothes were wrapped in a little paper sack. When Margaret sang in Hollywood, she forgot to return her father's suitcase.
Oh.
Tom, they're punching me here, telling me to move along. Let's play a record for Tom here. One of our country's most famous political figures is the guess who we're going to play for you. This man made some great speeches in his time. Here's part of one of them. Famous speech maker. Here we go.
The principles for which we stand are the principles of fair play and a square deal for every man and every woman in the United States. A square deal politically, a square deal in manners, social, and industry.
You notice he kept talking about a square deal, Tom. Not a new deal, a square deal. This man was once governor of New York.
President Roosevelt.
Who's that?
President Roosevelt.
Well, we've had a couple of President Roosevelt.
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
No, this is not Franklin D. Roosevelt. This fellow was in the Spanish-American War.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt. Very good. There's another one. You have the other. Give him the $10, Joe Ripley. That was Teddy Roosevelt, the 26th President of the United States. Stand by for our jackpot. Thank you, Thomas. A very charming lady stepping up here. Very neat. Is that green? Would you say that was green?
Yes, it is.
Well, any special color green?
Well, not to my eyes. Just green.
Just green. Your name, please?
Jane Jones.
Jane Jones. That's an odd name, isn't it?
Very unusual.
Where are you from, Miss Jones?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton? We had a sailor here from Wilkes-Barre. It's not so far, is it?
No, not far at all.
And what do you do?
Well, I teach at the ICS, the International Correspondence School.
How do you teach there? Now, tell me that. Tell us about it.
Well, they send in their lessons, the students,
yes.
People all over the world. We sit down, we look them over, we correct them, we tell them what we think's wrong, what we think's right, give them a mark, mail it back.
Well, now, what subjects do you specialize in?
Well, I personally teach French and English.
French and English?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say guess who in French?
Qui est?
Qui est?
I don't know.
How do you say Sheffield milk in French?
Le lait Sheffield?
Le lait Sheffield. Very nice indeed. Oh, that's very interesting. Do you find it dull teaching school? Where do you like it?
Oh, I like it.
You don't have to face them every day.
You can put them in their envelopes if you get a little tired.
Did anyone ever send you any spitballs mailed in an envelope? I used to go to the girl who resembles you very much, Miss Jones. She always had me, she tried to get me to eat Wheaties. I thought she liked me. She was just saving box tops. Are you? You're not married. It's Miss Jones.
That's correct.
Have a special interest in New York, by any chance?
No, just vacationing a little.
You spend most of your time in Scranton?
Most of it, yes. I live there.
I see. Have you traveled much?
Yes, some. Been abroad twice.
Have you been abroad?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Well, in France and the British Isles.
Well, now, if you've been abroad, you've seen something about these new styles that are startling all the women and especially the men here. What do you think about the long skirts versus the short skirts?
I don't like the long skirts.
You don't like the long skirts?
No, indeed.
I agree with you. I've invented a rubber skirt. If you want a long skirt, you just put lead sinkers on the bottom of it. Jane, I'm going to play a record for you. She does remind me of the first gal.
good.
The only thing is, she was a blonde. She gave me a lock of her hair to keep. Beautiful blonde hair with such nice black roots. Jane, your record is one of the greatest entertainers of all time. Still quite active. Been around for a long time. Tops in his field. And there's 10 silver Sheffield dollars waiting for you and the ICS. We won't mail it to you. We'll give it to you.
Well, that'll be
if
fine.
You guess who. Here he is.
That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet for life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown.
Friend of mine, he's a wonderful fellow. Holds the world's record for running backwards, by the way. And he was in a show here. He was great in it, the Hot Makata. And I saw him in several pictures where he was with Shirley Temple. And she looked up at him. He taught her to dance. He's a dancer. Bojangles, they call him. Oh, I can't tell you much
Bill
more.
Robinson?
Who? She said it. She said it as the cowbell rang, so we'll give her half credit for it. Who'd you say?
Bill Robinson.
Bill Robinson. Of course it was. Give her $5. We'll discount the other half of the cow and put it into the jackpot.
Okay.
You'll have a chance of that later.
Thank you,
Miss Jones, and my best regards to the ICS. All right, looky up here now, Joe. We're talking about school here. I guess most of the schools are in full swing now, aren't they?
That's right, Hap, and I hope the kids are minding their P's and Q's.
What do you mean, P's and Q's?
Pints and quarts, Happy.
Oh,
a pint of milk at lunchtime and another pint sometime during the day or evening. Now that they're spending more time indoors, it's more important than ever that they have a quart of milk every day for strong bones and teeth, extra energy, and all-round good health. And say, mothers, those youngsters will really go for Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk because it's extra delicious with a smooth, rich flavor, and it's more readily digestible, too. And a full day's supply of precious vitamin D is added to every quart. From now on, be sure to keep plenty of that good Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk on hand.
Step aside, Joseph, for a man in uniform. Let's give him a welcome here. This kind of uniform we usually see in the last few years on Guess Who, but we want to welcome you here, sir. Your name?
Donovan.
Donovan,
yes.
Flight Lieutenant?
That's right, yes.
Flight Lieutenant?
That's right.
Lieutenant, I picked myself. Flight Lieutenant Pat Donovan. Where are you from, sir?
London.
London, England. How long have you been? We're giving you a welcome, Mr. Donovan. How long have you been in the flying corps?
Oh, about 8 years now.
8 years. Yes. And your job?
Navigator.
A navigator?
Yes.
Been all over the world?
Well, I've seen part of it.
I see. And what are you doing here now?
Well, I came over on a visit.
On a visit?
For a couple of days.
Are you married?
No.
Lieutenant, you're not?
No.
Oh, you might as well be. Remember, today, two can live as cheaply as three.
I know that.
I'm going to tell you something, Lieutenant. Mr. Sheffield has bright dollars for bright visitors up here. We give you a dollar if you can tell us how many people live in the United States.
Oh.
If you come within a million of the correct figure, I'll give you a... I'll give you a silver dollar. Make a guess.
Must be a hell of a lot, but...
Yes. Lieutenant, you're right.
Thank you.
You're right. How many would you say?
Well, I should say about... about 40... Nothing more than that.
Let's figure it out.
About 75 million.
75 million, no. 143 million. The man shouted it right out, and he was right. Well, that's all right. We'll give you a little something else going on.
Good.
Now, during the war, there was a demand for dogs to join the WAGs. That was what it was called over here. Did they have army dogs in England?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what kind they use?
They're usually Alsatians.
Alsatians?
Yes.
Airedales, do you know that breed?
Airedales, yes, but...
Malamute? Which kind of a dog would you rather have protect you?
Oh, Alsatian.
You would? Alsatian,
yeah.
Why?
Well, the main thing is that in itself it's very faithful. It will only acknowledge one master.
Only one.
And other than that, it's faithful and do what you tell it.
Well, that's
it's
a very, very good reason. I wish my wife had got an Alsatian. She ended up with a Pekingese. It's all covered over with hair. Say, Harry, I have to stick in a pin to find out which end will bark. I don't. Well, Pat... What do you think of our New York now? How many times have you been here?
Well, it's the first time.
First time?
Yes.
What do you think of it? What affected you most?
Well, my general impression was the size of buildings, but I think the thing that impressed me most was the rockets in
the Radio City.
Yes.
Aren't they wonderful? Aren't they wonderful?
They're really good.
They're very nice girls.
Oh, they are,
don't
yes.
they dance beautifully?
They do, yes.
Did the orchestra come up out of the pit while
yes,
you were there?
Yes, yes.
And moved all the way back?
No, well, it went up and came down
Do you
again.
Have a music hall in London now, anything to equal that as far as size?
No, nothing at all.
They have some lovely shows in London
Ah, yes,
now.
They do.
Did you see any of them over there? Are American shows?
Yeah, I saw Oklahoma, which
Oklahoma?
Is
yes. that a big hit in London?
That's a great success, yes.
Great success here, too. You liked it?
I did, too.
I can't tell you how nice it is to speak to a cheerful man like you and a friendly one. We want to welcome you to Guess Who.
Thank
we
you.
Hope you're happy.
Thank you.
Now, I have a record here, and this may not be quite fair, but I think maybe it will be. Man of your caliber, going to play a record for you of one of the finest actresses of our times. Now, actresses are international, and I'm sure you've seen her in would you say the cinema?
Is
yes, that right?
That's right.
In the movies over here, I'm sure you've seen her, especially on the stage. 10 silver Sheffield dollars, if you can guess who it is. Here we go.
No American mother can be unmindful of the debt of gratitude we all owe to the women of the Army Nurse Corps. Now, as the good news continues to roll in ever-increasing proportions...
I'm going to try to give you a lot of quick hints. Her daughter is now starting her stage career. She's featured here. She's known as the First Lady of the Theater by many of us. She's featured in Happy Birthday. She also played Queen Victoria in...
Helen Hayes.
Helen Hayes, of course it is. Thank you very much, Flight Lieutenant. Now sit right down, and there's your 10 contestants. Listen carefully, all of you. It's milk payola time. Tonight, the bucket is filled with $70. What we're going to do is play 3 songs. In the title of each one is the name of a cocktail. If you listen to the record, write down the name of the cocktail in the title. You have to get all 3 to win, and if more than one wins, we divide it up. Don't let anybody else look at your card. Write them down. Here's number 1. Number 1. Remember, it's the name of a cocktail in the title. The next one is also a cocktail. Play it for us, Gene. If you have those 2, you only have to worry about the 3rd one. Here it is, number 3, another kind of a cocktail. Play it.
Do you know that your biggest bargain in food is milk? That's right. Milk gives you more food value for less money than any other food. Sheffield milk is tops in health-building nourishment, creamy, country-fresh flavor, purity, and quality. For extra value, ask for Sheffield milk.
Joe, we have all Sheffield milk drinkers here tonight. They didn't know any of those cocktails. Only a few of them had one of them. Here, I'll announce them and tell you what they were. The first one, the tune was Manhattan Serenade, meaning a Manhattan cocktail. The next was Old Fashioned Love, an Old Fashioned. Champagne Waltz was 3rd. We'll carry the money over to next week, and that's all for tonight. Until next week, this is Happy Felton, your Sheffield Quizmaster, saying good night, everybody.
This is Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farms, a division of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.